You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. Can help get the Hen Day built. Kelly Langford. Kelly, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, Jason. I'm good, thanks.
Well, Kelly, today we're going to talk about something that I'm guessing you have probably discussed quite some time. We're into the summer, and everybody's like, hey, guns out for the gents. But really, when it comes to just everyday life and even for athletes, obviously the importance of legs. But I want to talk specifically about hips and glutes and, you know, the importance of those and how maybe we overlook them. What are must exercises, you know, to help mobility and strength through our hips and glutes? Because I think our glutes specifically in any activity we're going to do, stronger glutes is going to allow you to maximize whatever you're doing.
Yes, absolutely. Whether it's even just like day-to-day activities or sports for sure. And we find a lot of people tend to be weaker in them. So, you know, you get sore lower back. They contribute to the core, but your glutes and your hips obviously are key to that as well. So doing some different exercises, especially we find a lot of men tend to shy away from it or not, don't know what to do. They don't feel comfortable asking. So it doesn't take much. It can just be a couple of exercises, you know, such as a squat, a hip thrust type movement. Lunges are good. Deadlifts as well. It's quite a different variety, variations for each one. So it's finding the ones you like. And like I said before, it just takes doing a couple of them. It can make a huge difference in your overall movement pattern.
So what's the biggest benefit of the difference between like a narrow stance squat and then just like a normal stance squat? What does it change? Like, is there more of an emphasis on something when you're doing a narrow squat?
Yeah, we do find that the narrow squat is going to focus a little bit more like on your outer quad muscles, because you have to think your muscles aren't, they don't just move in one direction or in one like specific way firing. They have different aspects to them and there's different parts. So kind of hitting all angles is going to help you make sure you get a well-rounded workout, which, you know, we do find a lot of people, another good benefit to doing is making sure you're doing single leg exercises as well. We find a lot of people tend to stick to doing two-legged ones, whether it's a leg extension machine or a squat, and aren't doing, you know, enough like of a lunge type pattern, like a walking lunge, return lunge, anything like that as well, because it's going to help making sure you don't get those muscle imbalances.
Now, there's basic squat, there's basic, you know, you mentioned lunges, and there's the Bulgarian squat where you put the one leg up behind you on a bar or a bench, I should say, and then you squat down. For hockey specifically, there's been a big transformation. They do most of their training on one leg because when you think about hockey players, once they're skating, they rarely have two feet on the ice, right? It's always one. When you look at single leg stuff, how much of single leg to two leg, like, should it be 50-50? Is there an ideal percentage when it comes to training single to double leg?
I would say you're probably going to be one a little bit more on the single leg. You're kind of your heavier lifts, such as like a squat or a deadlift, are going to be your focus. You're going to tend to lift a little bit more heavier on those. And then you do your accessory work, which is going to be your single leg stuff. Like I said, that's going to help make sure you don't have any balances in between that are going to be compensated for when you're doing your two-legged exercises.
Kelly Langford joins us. Kelly, specifically for glutes, as somebody who barely has any, what are the best exercises that are going to, you know, strengthen your glutes and maybe actually get, like, you know, I don't need to get butt implants, although I probably should. But are there specific things that can help, you know, maximize the glute and make it bigger?
Absolutely. The hip thrust is probably, it's one of the most powerful ones, a barbell hip thrust.
Explain the hip thrust for people who don't know.
So that's when you're lying, typically you'll have like your shoulders up on a bench or a back, or like a back pad, and your feet are out in front of you. It's kind of hard to describe actually, and a bar is across your hips, your butt's kind of on the ground, and all you're doing is squeezing, lifting your glutes up so that your hips, kind of they're parallel with your shoulders.
Okay, so you're leading.
It's like doing a bridge.
You're kind of doing a bridge, but your back is, you're up against your bench that you'd work out, right? Let's say you have your back on the bench, and then you want to just lift till your legs are 90 degrees, or is that unrealistic to get that high?
No, it's typical to be about 90 degrees, and you just want to make sure you're focusing on squeezing the glutes. And that's probably like another good point as well. A lot of people, instead of just going through the movements, like if you're working on an exercise that focuses, no matter what muscle it is, if you're talking about your glutes, but make sure you're actually focusing on firing your glutes, like squeezing them, feeling that through, and going, not just going through the motions like a lot of people tend to do. They don't even, you know, feel the muscle that they're working. When you actually think about and activate it, you're also going to get better benefits from each exercise.
Should we? How can we tell if we're activating our glutes properly when we're walking?
That is going to come from posture. You won't necessarily, you don't want to actually think of squeezing your glutes while you're walking, but if you're focusing on your posture, so that's kind of making sure that you're keeping your core tight, shoulders are back and down, and that your hips are tucked like underneath you, more of that proper posture is going to help, you know, your overall making sure that you're not getting like a sore weak back or anything like that.
Kelly, I do want to ask you about the Driven Life Performance app, because I started it here a month ago, and now I've been working out, although I admit that kind of during COVID, I kind of lost track, and I lost my motivation, to be bluntly honest. And so I got the app, and, you know, it has like an upper body day, then it has a lower body day, and then it had this high interval intensity training, and then high interval intensity training full body. And I can tell you something, like, I was amazed, like, I like it because it has a video to explain me. I'm a visual person, so I can see the exercise. Like, anybody can do it, but it sets up for different. What's the biggest benefit that you've learned from, because you've been doing a lot of stuff person to person. Now you transfer over, you have a lot of app clients now, and they have the videos, so you send them a daily outline of, say, okay, today you're going to do six exercises, let's say, lower body. Here's the video, do them. Boom, boom. There's a timer that beeps, so it tells you, okay, get back to work, away you go. Has that been more beneficial? Does it work for people? What's the benefit of having kind of like your home trainer where they're not there, but they're just on your phone?
I think it's a huge benefit because it's no matter where you are. Like a lot of people, maybe they like personal training or they like having coaching, but if they travel, you're away, you know, you're not always in the gym, and you want some flexibility in your workout, but you also want to know that you're doing things right. We find like a lot of people, if they don't know that, they'll just stick to the same exercises they've always been doing because that's what's comfortable. If they don't know what they're doing, you know, right form. So having that video and having your exercises laid out in a manner that makes sense, so you're going to get the most benefit, you know, progression wise. You know, like you said, even with your timer, it tells you, you know, when your rest periods are and stuff, because there is an ideal, there's a sweet spot for, you know, each exercise being in the right order, what your rest period is, so you're getting the best benefits. We have all that done for you, which people love, and they're like, they don't have to think about it. They just watch each video, do each exercise, it beeps when they need to go, done. If they have any questions, they can message us and ask. It makes it so easy.
I got a text from Allison. How do you make sure the bench they put their back on is at the right height for hip thrusts?
That's so when you're at the top of the exercise, like I said, your knees and your shoulders, like everything, it should be like a tabletop. So if it's too high, you won't be able to get to that flat point. And if it's too low, same thing, you're going to be, your shoulders will be below your hips and your knees.
Okay. Well, Allison, there you go. That was, I think that was good. So, through the, do you find, cause we got some questions. Hey, Gregor, what if I don't like interval training? With Driven Life Performance, does it have to be everything super setting? Some people say they don't like that. So I'm assuming then for beginners, not everything's super set. How does it work?
Absolutely. It's based on the feedback because we want you to do a workout that you're going to enjoy and actually do. So we're not going to give you something that you don't enjoy or, you know, isn't right for you or fits your lifestyle or schedule. So that's what we work with you when we start. We design your plan based around, you know, where you're at and what's going to work best for you.
How often do you switch different exercises?
Usually by the month, we want to give you a month to kind of get used to it. I mean, it's something, if you're like, you've messaged us after your first workout, you're like, hey, I really hate doing this exercise. Great. Well, we can switch it. It's easy. It's not hard.
So you're telling me I don't have to do Bulgarian split squats, even though I know they're really good for me? I hate them. Wow. I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah.
I didn't know,
okay,
that was an option.
Let me take that back.
Yeah, within reason. Okay. Yeah. I really like it. Once again, you can go to drivenlifeperformance.com because if people want the app, they have to go to Driven Life Performance to get it, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's where we talk to you. We get an idea of what your goals are, where you're at, and then design the program with you.
Awesome, Kelly. I appreciate. I can highly recommend for people. It's been great for me. It's really got me back working out a lot more frequently. Just because it's like I have a coach right there, and then it sends me a message on your phone. Hey, your workout's today, and I notice that it says that every like 4 hours if I don't work out. So it's good.
It's persistent.
It is persistent. I'll say that. Awesome, Kelly. Appreciate your time.
Excellent. Thanks, Jason.